This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In the meantime, right now it's time to talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Alec, do you got the song?
There'll be a golden letter reaching down when the man comes around.
Good afternoon, sir. How we doing today?
Hey, we're doing well. Just walking in Yankee Stadium here. Looks like... you know, we could be in the delay. I don't know. It's raining pretty hard. They've called off batting practice already, but hopefully we'll get it in.
Yeah, and I know normally we don't ask weather-based questions, but with the weather looking tough tonight, maybe the weather looking tough tomorrow as well, what is there? Are there already, like, alternate plans? Or I mean, I know you need to get these games in.
Yeah, right now there's no alternate plans. They do see a pretty good window from 6 to 9, so... they'll keep the tarp on till the rain stops, and hopefully we'll get it in. With conditions getting worse tomorrow, they will do all they can to try to get this one in tonight. Then we may have to hang around tomorrow, or if they call it early, then we'll head on to Chicago and have to come make it up here on another day. But knock on wood, clears up, and we play.
What is there an allure to Yankee Stadium? I know Mike, he was sending us some texts, and he was like, I'm here at Yankee Stadium. This is my first time. Is there still a bit of an allure when you walk into that stadium?
It was more so the older stadium, the other stadium for me. So much history there. I love that facade out in right field that hung over the field a little bit. I mean, this is a nice stadium, and still some of that, but not quite the same. You know, it's not where, you know, Mantle and Ruth and those guys played. And so anyway, it's always good to get here, though. You're playing a team that has so much history, and you get the monuments out there. So players do enjoy walking around here.
Now, Boach, I saw the video last week, and we didn't get a chance to talk to you since that happened, but whenever you moved up on the record list, and I did see a bottle of Pappy sitting there on the table. Is that an everyday pour, or is that something that gets tucked away for a special occasion?
Yeah, you know what? I made a lot of friends when I got that bottle. Let's battle our way to the postseason, and that would be a good time to open it. So, yeah, it's got to be a special occasion on that one.
Do you get a bottle also for moving up on the list of ejections? Is that something too?
Yeah, I get a bottle of moonshine for that one. it's a little different, but you know what? It's just been a really tough run, as I said last night. These calls, man, they're different makers. And last night, you know, wasn't so bad. But 2 days ago or 3 days ago, that last day, and Leiter didn't get a couple pitches there. Look, you know, I go back and look at it. They were strikes. And it changed the game. You know, now we would have had one out, man, on first, and they end up coming back hitting a three-run homer. So just goes to show you how important the calls are. Yep. And that's why I'm so into this challenge. You know, it just makes sense to me. you know, it takes away, you know, that you know, that bad call at the worst moment. And so anyway, I'm hoping that they do bring it in next year.
Have you guys had any discussions? Because I've read a couple of players talking about that with the automatic ball strike system, that perhaps where the pitch gets logged could be up to like 0.4 inches away from the pitch where it actually was across the plate. Has anybody said anything to you about that?
I know there's talk with the players that it's not completely accurate because of what you're saying, but the ABS is, I think, overall can be a little bit more accurate than the human side. We're human. We're going to make errors. We're going to miss calls and those things. So, yeah, you know, I think it does give you a better chance of getting that call right, and at least you feel better about it after you challenge it. And if it's that close, it doesn't go your way. Well, that's not why it's put in. It's to call that, you know, was you know, off a few inches or when it really catches the plate good. And those pitches that lighter through, they caught the plate pretty good.
Talk with Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. Man, excellent insight, as you always give us. Thank you very much for that. I was curious. I understand the frustrations about that, but in a different way, frustrations have to be there with y'all in terms of runners in scoring position, because y'all created a lot of opportunities yesterday, but just couldn't seem to cash in.
Yeah. You get bases loaded. You know, when you're facing a good pitcher, you need to find a way to, you know, to get those runs in, and couldn't do it. You know, they end up costing us. But it's not been real good for us this year. I think it's been picking up. I think guys overall have been doing a little better job last 2-3 weeks. But last night, it just didn't happen for us.
Are you encouraged by the fact that in addition to it picking up, it seems like y'all are creating more chances with runners in scoring position, and just theoretically that should hopefully lead to better results?
Yeah. You know what? Last night, I can't say that. Last night, I was talking about this after the game. It just looked like we weren't picking up the ball very well. Mm. I mean, we had 9 strikeouts in 4 innings. 5 of them we took. That's unlike us. And this was a little different. We didn't create a lot of opportunities last night. But when you do, that's when you really got to cash in.
Boach, I was watching a little video on Matt Cain's perfect game, and him and Buster Posey were talking about, you know, what the...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Moment was like... in that game, and I was kind of curious a couple different things. One, how many of those kinds of games, no hitters and perfect games, have you been there to see? And also, is there ever a tell that this guy's going to have something special tonight? Did you know something special was going to happen on that night?
I can't say. I knew, you know, a perfect game was going to be
thrown. Right, yeah.
That was on top of his game, and then it's when you get through that fifth inning, I think, where you go, oh, geez, you know, he's got a legitimate shot at this thing. I mean, now you get down to 12 outs. In fact, Leiter, you know,
yep.
Get a chance at no hitter. So, you know, you feel like, hey, this could happen. And stuff was really good. So, but, you know, the thing about that game, what I found out, and I've been in a few of them. I saw Kimmy throw a couple no-hitters, Sanchez. I saw Heston. He threw a no-hitter. He's a rookie. Threw a no-hitter in New York. But that game, the perfect game, it can bring a club together. Because when you get the last three, four innings, everybody's pulling so hard for the pitcher. They're sitting in the same spot. They're not saying anything. You know, they're nervous as far as making the plays. Nobody wants to make that error. So anyway, it was pretty cool to see how that kind of brought the club together, closer together. And we went on a pretty good run that year.
Now, I know you guys, or Major League Baseball in general, has all kinds of advanced statistical metrics. Baseball Savant is adding like swing path, attack angle, attack direction, all kinds of different stuff for hitters. I'm curious, do you ever feel like there can be too much information and data and that it muddles what is most important, or is more information always just a good thing?
I've said this. I think no doubt there's way too much information. I mean, information is good, but you know, sometimes you get too caught up in the process versus what you need to do, go out there and compete and find a way to get it done and battle and play with the grit that you need to, and those things, things you can't really measure. Because it's not going to stop because we have so many smart people in the game. They're going to come up with more numbers and stuff, and which is fine, and some guys can handle it better, but I think sometimes we do paralyze ourselves with all this information, you know. So it's the old paralysis by analysis, and so I think that's hit us a few times.
Yeah, sometimes I do tell Kevin, don't think me, and that's usually when he's at his best. So Aaron Judge competing against him, when Juan Soto said he's the best hitter in baseball, I was like, hold on, I thought Juan Soto was the best hitter in baseball, but then he's like, no, he is. When you're going to the plate when you're pitching against him, what is the kind of the feeling? What are you trying to stay away from against him, and what areas are you trying to attack on him?
Well, you got to mix it up. You can't get in a pattern. I mean, if he had, you know, definite holes, that's the only place you would throw it. So, you know, you got to create some doubt on what pitch is coming. And so you mix it up, but you got to be careful. You know, every team, there's a guy you don't want to beat you. Well, he stands out above everybody. And last night, yeah, he hit the home run. He didn't hit it well. That ball's a fly ball in our ballpark. Mm-hmm. And but, you know, I think it was his shortest home run. But anyway.
That's correct.
Absolutely true. Yep.
Yeah, so you've got to pick your spots. You'll probably see me put them on. But, you know, we go over it on how we're going to pitch them. And, you know, it's not one size fits all in this thing because pitchers have different arsenals. So, you know, how we attack them, it's going to be a little bit different.
Well, as a former catcher, I'm sure when you would watch your pitchers and you would know whenever a guy was a little tight against a guy or whenever he was a little more relaxed and comfortable. Do you still kind of watch in that same way and you kind of notice, all right, this against this guy, he's a little bit different?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, and what's amazing is the really good hitters, sometimes they're trying to be too careful. They're the ones that always get the mistakes and they don't miss them. But, but you got to get the calls. I mean, that's the pitch I got rung on last night, thrown out. That judge was up. And that's what I said. I don't care who's hitting or where we're at. Strike's a strike, you know. But, you know, it's such a small margin of error when you face good hitters like that.
I think despite a couple of different disappointing results against Houston, we've all been pleased by the bullpen thus far this year. What kind of anticipation do y'all have for Chris Martin? I know he went on the injured list, but when you see one pitch got to go back out, that obviously I think makes a lot of fans kind of nervous.
Yeah. I mean, we think he's going to be fine. In fact, probably could pitch in 4 or 5 days in that area. But, you know, now's the time to, I think, give him a break. We have rode him pretty good with all the close games we played. And he's done a terrific job. So, anyway, we're going to back off and give him his break right now because he's such an important part of our bullpen. And, you know, I got to make adjustments down there. He's a guy that I use as the stopper and then go back out. Maybe I just got to give him the one inning and that's it. But we'll know how important that stopper role is. We saw Robertson do it last year. Those guys are invaluable. Come in and get an out, maybe two, and go back out. But, you know, it's some guys that it's probably not their time to do it. Chris, he's getting a little bit older, let's be honest. And so it's up to me to, try to take better care of him.
Well, thank you very much for all the insight and information, as always. We'll catch up with you again next week. And good luck getting these games in and getting some wins.
I appreciate it, guys. Always good talking with you. You have a good day.
Yes, sir.
There you go. Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.